Life's Purpose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life's purpose. Well, we all would like to know what life's purpose is. We live our life and go through all sorts of experiences, never quite sure what's going on, never quite sure where our values are. Never quite sure what is really important to us. Life's purpose. For me, life's purpose is to be happy. For me, life's purpose is to be myself and have fun. Life's purpose is to be number one. For me, to be life's purpose is to be here and now and creator of my world and creator of who I am. Now that's a pretty strong parcel of things to consider for life's purpose. Life's purpose is not really a tough thing, though we sometimes make it tough. And we are given all sorts of opportunities to be challenged. We're given all sorts of opportunities to stand up for who we believe we are. And who do you believe you are? Let's just take an example. If you think that you are number one, and that you are wonderful, and that life's purpose is to be yourself and have fun, and that life's purpose is to enjoy yourself under all circumstances, then when a circumstance comes up that upsets you, a circumstance comes up that challenges you, that makes you wonder, oh, what did I do to deserve this? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The first thing that would come to your mind when a circumstance would come up, and let's name one. Let's say you have been given a job in a foreign country, and the job in the foreign country was given because you were quite excellent. You were a proven master in every area that you've been. And so you pack up all your clothing and all your goods and you travel to a foreign country because they want you to be over there. Now, when you get to this foreign country, people have a different set of rules. They want to reinvent the wheel. They want to go back into all the details and find out why you're so wonderful. Now, the fact that you're wonderful and the fact that you have been wonderful for many years should stand you in good stead. However, it doesn't. What happens is that they begin to say, we don't like this credential, we don't like that credential, we don't like these details about your background, we don't like those details about your background, and they don't stand up, and they're not consistent, and you say to them, those are my credentials, and that's my background, and this is my experience, and I have been asked to be here by authorities that know what they're talking about, and so therefore, I am in my right place. Well, they challenge you still further, and they take away your opportunity to express. And you think to yourself, my goodness, all I have done all my life, all I want to do is to be a blessing to others. All I want to do with my life is just be a loving, positive being. And here I'm getting the royal shaft. Here I'm being told that I'm not good enough for whatever reasons. I'm being told I'm not good enough. And it doesn't matter the reason, because the reason is taking place in my consciousness. All of life is a school, and we're not being tested. We're being fortified in going to that school. And so as we go to this school, we go to different schools, and all of life is a school. And as we go to each different adventure, the fortification comes along and says to us, do you really think you're so good? You really think you can do this? Why did you have any doubt in your mind at any time that it might not work out? Why did you think, oh boy, if I can pull this one off, I'm really doing a wonderful job? Did you ever have a thought in your mind, and that thought said to you, I wonder if they'll accept my credentials? Did you ever have a thought in your mind, I wonder if they'll appreciate how good I am? Did you ever have a thought in your mind, a little doubt, just a little teensy-weensy doubt? Well, that little teensy-weensy doubt is like the hole in the dike, and the little Dutch boy stuck his finger in to keep the water from rushing in. Now, that little hole in the dike, that little experience, could be very overwhelming, could be very difficult indeed. And significantly, the story of Owen, the 650-pound baby hippopotamus, who was washed out to sea in a rain, and then out at sea, the Tusama came up and washed him back into land, and on the land, he was retrieved by some rangers who took him into their preserve. And when he went into their preserve, he was a little hippopotamus who was used to spending the first 4 years of his life with his mother, his family, and he had no one. So what's the first thing he did? First thing he did was to look for someone who might be a surrogate parent for him. And lo and behold, he found a century-old tortoise. A century-old tortoise who was bigger than he was at 650 pounds. And he adopted this tortoise by laying his head on the tortoise, by being childish with the tortoise, following the tortoise around, and the tortoise accepted him. Now, who would have ever expected such a strange turn of events for a hippopotamus, baby hippopotamus, washed into the sea out of the fresh water and having to swim in the sea for quite a while, I'm sure, and then the Tusama came along and washed him ashore, and he was found, how strange, by rangers who took them to their preserve. And there he, on his own, found a surrogate parent, a giant tortoise. Now, all of these turns of events are so unique, so spectacular, so unusual, so unbelievable. If they were not true, no one would believe that that could ever have happened. Well, now, we in our life should never doubt. Because if a hippopotamus and a tortoise can make up as dear friends, and the hippopotamus is just less than a year old, and the tortoise is over a century old, the most unlikely, the most unexpected turn of events brought it about. So, here you are in a foreign land, and you are not appreciated as you are in your own country, and people have different criteria, different expectations. If you stand up for who you are, and you say, I have backing from my country, I have backing from my world, and I am a good man. And regardless of what criteria you have for judging a good man, I am a good man. And I have done more with people in my work than perhaps another. Not because I'm better than another, but because I understand. Because it's been my work to do things of this nature for a considerable number of years. And I have been approved by some of the highest men, the highest companies, the highest people in the land, in government. Now, I'm ready here to do this job because I believe in myself. I am ready here to follow my program because I believe in myself. Well, now, these are not things that you will say to somebody else, although I make it sound as though we're saying it to someone else. We are saying this to ourselves. We are saying it to ourselves that we are like the little hippo. We don't know what's coming up next. We are given a bad turn of events, tossed out into the river and out into the sea. And then the freak of nature, which has destroyed so much, turned us into the wonderful area we had to go, sent us to a place where we would never have dreamed of going. And we were picked up by the most unlikely group of rangers who happened to be going by, and took this 650-pound hippopotamus, this little tiny baby, kind of a big baby, isn't it, and brought it to where it would find its surrogate parent, where it could live its first 4 years with a parent around to care, to love, and it would fend for itself. You see, life's purpose is never clearly designed for us. It's never clearly drawn for us that we're going to be an architect, or we're going to be a great Michelangelo, or we're going to be a counselor of men, we're going to be the wisdom of Solomon. Life's purpose for us is a series of events. And if in every event of this series we can be ourselves and have fun, we can know that we are good people doing our very best, we can know that we are delighted in and appreciated in, then we do not try to figure it out. We just flow with it. We do not try to understand why these things are happening just the way they are. But we let go and let the divine in us show us the path that never fails. Life's purpose? We don't really want to know. It's such a thrilling, changing adventure that all we do is go with the flow. That's what I do. I never know, moment from moment, what's going to be doing in my life. What's going to be happening? Who's going to call me on the phone? Who's going to ask for counseling? Whether I'm going to say the right words, I do know I'm going to say the right words. Whether I'm going to be the right person at the right time in the right place with the right attitude that this is necessary, I'm always there. I listen to my divine within. I be myself and I have fun. And I love life with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. And I know you do too. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.